Texas Democrats wring hands over illegal aliens arrested at suspected trend in Aragua nightclub. By Randy Clark on November 24, 2025. San Antonio, Texas. Two Democrat lawmakers from Texas appear to be losing sleep over a recent federal law enforcement raid at an illegally run nightclub that resulted in the arrests of more than 150 illegal aliens. Those arrested included 27 suspected members of the Venezuelan Trend en Aragua gang. Two Democrat congressmen are now demanding answers about the recent raid. Congressman Joaquin Castro, DTX, and Greg Kassar, DTX, authored a letter addressed to senior Trump administration officials including Department of Homeland Security Secretary Kristi Noem and U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi listing their concerns with the operation in San Antonio Law Week where 14 state, local, and federal agencies made more than 150 illegal alien arrests, seized cocaine, firearms, and approximately $35,000 in cash. In their letter, also addressed to FBI Director Kash Patel and Acting ICE Director Todd Lyons, Texas lawmakers asserted the law enforcement action is concerning to them both saying, due to the numerous reports this year on agents of Department of Homeland Security, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and other agencies overstepping their legal authority, we are extremely concerned about the legality of the detainments and the due process of the detainees. Any operation of this scale demands full transparency regarding the basis for the raid, which agencies participated, and the status of those detained. The lawmakers are requesting that Trump administration officials provide the evidence law enforcement agents used to justify obtaining the warrant from a federal judge, what law enforcement agencies were involved in the action, and information about the illegal aliens arrested at the illegally run nightclub. Breitbart, Texas reported that parts of the raid were captured on security camera footage. There are serious questions surrounding the ICE raid in San Antonio. Teenagers, even a baby, were caught up in the chaotic scene. There needs to be accountability and transparency. I am demanding answers from ICE and other agencies, alongside at Rep. Kassar. pic.twitter.com/bg8fudged. Joaquin Castro, at Joaquin Castrix, November 20, 2025. In a social media post on X, Congressman Castro posted an image of the letter saying there were serious questions about the ICE raid in San Antonio despite all reports indicating the action was the result of a law enforcement investigation into suspected narcotics sales and firearms transactions being conducted by the Trend en Aragua gang at makeshift nightclub on Boss Road and San Pedro Avenue and not purely an immigration-related action. In the post, Castro wrote, "Teenagers, even a baby, were caught up in the chaotic scene. There needs to be accountability and transparency." Castro did not include any concerning questions in the post about what a baby was doing at the makeshift nightclub on Sunday morning at 3 a.m. when the search warrant was executed. In a DHS press release issued the same day Castro and Kassar authored the letter, the agency reported the operation netted 27 suspected Trend en Aragua gang members, two suspects under investigation for human smuggling and money laundering, and another person under investigation for cocaine trafficking. DHS Assistant Secretary Tricia McLaughlin commented on the law enforcement action, saying, "Thanks to the brave work of DHS law enforcement and our federal partners, 150 illegal aliens, including 27 suspected Trend en Aragua gang members, are off our streets." Law enforcement officers also seized weapons, drugs, and $35,000 during this operation targeting an underground nightclub. Under President Trump and Secretary Noem, DHS is dismantling criminal gangs and stopping dangerous drugs from pouring into American neighborhoods. Randy Clark is a 32-year veteran of the United States Border Patrol. Before his retirement, he served as the Division Chief for Law Enforcement Operations, directing operations for 9 Border Patrol stations within the Del Rio, Texas sector. Follow him on X at Randy Clark.